And I used to go over there at nights and sit with them and, you know, be over there. So this night I went over, and my husband was at home. And when I left the house, Cecil and Rishi was married, the minister, Reverend, they were on the back porch. And I said, "You all right?" I said, "Yes, I'm all right." And just I turned the corner and started the street to go to my house, I saw something coming right up to me, and I got frightened, and I ran back to their house. And they said, "Well, what's the trouble?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I didn't see. I didn't wait to see." I said, "Something was looked like it was walking right up to me, but it seemed like it was too tall for a person. And yet, I didn't wait to see whether it was a person." Uh-huh. And so they said, "Oh, well, wait a minute. We'll go home with you." So they came out. And when we came out, I didn't see anybody. And I went on and went home. Uh-huh. We didn't see whether the person, if the person was coming or going, they disappeared. I don't know whether the person, so my husband laughed. I said, "That's just somebody walking the street." I said, "Well, he frightened me, whatever it was." I said, "Frightened me, and I didn't meet them." Mm-hmm. I didn't let them meet me either. I went back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Something like that will happen, and it scares you, so you don't wait around to see who it is.
No, I didn't wait around to see whether it was somebody or not. Uh-huh. I went on back. And I went back. Both of them came out, and they went on around my house with me. And then I got in the house. I fell all right.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Black, well, I hear them say a black cat crossing your path or something. I don't know, but black cats not, because I had some black cats my friend had right around the house there.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck? Or who causes bad luck to happen to other people?
I'm a witch or what? I don't think. To me, people don't cause you to have bad luck. It's just something that's supposed to happen. So I don't believe in that.
Well, have you heard people talk about root people?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it, but I don't believe.
Well, what is that kind of thing? Is that, do they try to work magic or something, or what is that?
No, I don't know. Because that's just like you said, I've heard them talk about those root people and what they could do and all like that. But I don't believe them, and then I don't want nobody to try to tell me. Mm-hmm. I said, "Now, I don't believe anybody can do anything. Maybe if they give me something to eat, I'm particular about where I'm eating." I say, but just like some people say, you can go to them and they can tell you something, they can give you something, or they put down something. I said, "No, I don't believe in that." So I don't go to them. I don't let them tell me anything. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in it. But I hear them say it.
Well,
but
are there people like that around still?
No, not that I know of. Now, sometimes I've heard it, that some of them say that somebody lived in the next county. But see, I don't follow it up because I don't believe in it. And so now I don't know. So I hear some people say I don't want anybody to tell me about it because I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
The undertaker.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Flowing water, stream, or spring.
Okay. And which would be the smallest?
The stream.
And the spring would be larger than?
Yeah.
What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have some marshland.